Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's happening? Welcome in to Take Command Podcast. Craig Hoffman, Logan Paulson with you, Logan. It's training camp day. It starts today.
How crazy is that, man? It feels like it was a long time coming, but here it is, and we're super excited for it.
Very, very excited. So on Monday, we previewed the entire offense, as well as some bigger overall thoughts, which meant that defense got saved for today. So let's dive in. Off we go. Three questions each position group. What do you look for in camp at this group? Position battles to watch and confidence levels in your D-line, linebackers, DBs. We'll show some love to the specialists at the end as well. Can't forget Tressway. Never, Tress will never forget you. Let's get rolling. Let's start off with the defensive line. And what do we look for? Obviously, you have the tackles, you have the edges. What are we looking for here?
Obviously, this is one of those positions that's more based on like athletic traits. So obviously, when you're watching one-on-ones, do they have athletic pass rush juice? And then team, like, are they physical at the line of scrimmage? Can they get hands on guys? Can they shed blocks? Do they? And again, this is another one kind of like receiver, where are they making plays? And I think that can't be overstated, the value of getting a group of guys or getting an individual specifically that's going to make plays. And so the physicality, the raw physicality, the raw tools, the athleticism to rush the passer, and the physicality to stop the run are all things that you kind of circle and say, this is super important to the position.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one-on-ones are always really fun to watch here, O-line, D-line, like who's got the pass rush juice. We've seen guys make teams out of that, but like you can really tell, oh, this guy's got a different level of juice. We need to watch him a little bit more in the team settings. And if they can replicate that in 11 on 11, then that guy's probably going to wind up on the team, especially on a team that doesn't have a lot of pass rush juice on the outside coming in, at least doesn't appear to have a lot of pass rush juice on the outside coming in. I think there's a lot to watch on the interior, which gets us to our position battles as well. We know John and Duron are in. I think Johnny Newton's status is really fascinating and could majorly affect this team.
Yeah.
Newton's going to start camp on NFI. He would start on PUP, but the injury he had was sustained in college. So technically he's on NFI. And if he's not ready for the season, in some ways it makes it easier because you're looking at, okay, how many interior guys are they going to keep? Big Phil, John Ridgeway, like there's some other guys that have been around in the past that are probably going to wind up on the outside end. But even between Ridgeway and Big Phil, like is there enough for everybody on the roster depending on how many edge guys you want to keep? So this becomes really interesting really fast. And one way that you could quote unquote solve that problem, at least temporarily, is if Newton's not ready for the season. But that then presents the problem that Newton's not ready for the season.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, this group is, again, one of those ones kind of like receiver where we don't really know exactly what they're looking for. And do they even have that type of player on the roster? Because I think when you look at Dallas and what they did in Dallas, they just accumulated all these like really good pass rushers. And obviously, Doris Armstrong's here from Dallas. He's one of those guys that's surefire to make the team. Dante Fowler feels very similar to that. But then you say, like, is it KJ Henry and Andre Jones, are they both making the team? Because that would get you to five edge rushers with Cleveland Farrell. And then that gets to your point. Like, if you're keeping five edge rushers and then you got to keep four or five interior guys like John Ridgeway versus Big Phil, Benny Potuai versus Norrell Pollard, the kid from Virginia, the UDFA, who showed all that tremendous pass rush promise. I mean, analytically, he was one of the best pass rushers in college football. So to me, it's like totally up in the air. And then if you take Drazon out, it makes it a little bit cleaner because you just need bodies. But if Drazon's healthy for the start of the season, which is up in the air at the moment, I'm not going to comment on the injury status or anything like that, but it does make that dynamic really, really interesting. And again, like, what are they going to value? Are they going to value kind of a big run stopping player? Obviously they drafted Ridgeway in Dallas, and John from all or Ridgeway has been very excited about Dan being here and feels like he fits in the system well. So it's like, it's kind of like, you know, one of those ones where it's, there's so many questions, there's so many layers to this. And can't wait to see what it looks like.
Yeah. As you mentioned, one affects the other, and that also gets to the outside stuff. So I think Fowler, Furl, and Armstrong are locks. I think Henry's probably a lock, but based off of both draft position last year and merit, like I think KJ Henry's probably clearly the fourth best guy here. But you draft Javonte Jean-Baptiste. They did choose to bring back Efe, who's got inside-outside position flex.
Right now?
I do think he's coming off an injury. So maybe that they're able to bring him in the middle of the year if someone else gets hurt. But like, he's a really interesting guy that they chose to bring back. And we know he can play three tech as well as play outside. Jones has all this juice, but like, does he know how to use it? Right. And can he use it at the NFL level? So like, and then again, Jean-Baptiste is a draft pick.
So he's a seventh round pick. I mean, he's a guy that feels like you could probably sneak to practice squad. And he's also kind of navigating an injury from what I understand. So, you know, I think, what is it? When do they report? Tomorrow? They report on Tuesday. So like, I think that for this group specifically, that injury, what is that injury designation is going to be super important. Like who's where, what's going on? Because it might be really complicated, like you're saying, or maybe FA and Jean-Baptiste are on PUP. And then you're like, okay, well, then these are the guys that are going to make the team. Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right. Linebacker. Confidence level in this group.
I think it's going to be a very solid group. You know, I think they're going to, in terms of like, you know, breaking the NFL sack record, I don't think they're going to do that. But I think they're going to be really solid. I think, you know, we gave the receivers a 7. And I think I kind of feel the same way about this group. I think John and Duron are going to play better. I think the edge guys are going to do what they're supposed to do. I think the defensive scheme is going to elevate them. So I think because of scheme, because of kind of who the players have shown themselves to be in terms of just super consistent, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. In some ways, it is exactly like receiver, where I feel really good about the floor and not great about the ceiling.
Right.
Where I'm like, oh man, but they just don't have that like horse off the edge, which we'll talk about in a second when we get to linebacker. But yeah, 7 feels right. Okay, linebacker, speaking of, you have Wagner, you have Luvu, those guys are, you know, what do you look for in camp at this group? I want to see those guys play football. There's a lot more to it. Linebacker, what are you looking for specifically?
So, are they fitting gaps correctly? Are they in their spots in coverage? How's their communication? You know, that's the middle. That's the backbone of the defense. Like, they got to talk to everybody, make sure everybody's on the same page. I think, obviously, Bobby Wagner is, you know, maybe the best in the NFL at that. So I expect that to go really well. And then usage, I think we're going to talk about there in a second. But, like, how are they going to use Frankie Luvu? And if they're going to use him as an edge rusher, you know, which maybe changes the numbers a little bit for the defensive end group, how do they use Jordan McGee or Jamin Davis or – does Anthony Pittman edge somebody out? Like, those are guys that I think are in terms of how they use players. And then are they, I think that also kind of bleeds into the nickelback scenario in terms of like, do they have a lot of confidence in Dominique Hampton? Does he take one of these linebacker spots? So usage for this group is maybe the most important, because I think it speaks to kind of an identity with regards to the defense. And obviously I think the two guys, Luvu and Warner or Wagner, are in. But after that, you're kind of like, what does Joe Witt Jr. want to do with this group in terms of, are we using a nickel? Are we using a dime? Are we using Luvu in pass rushing situations? Who's the next rotational piece for that? So I think in addition to like the technical elements, like usage is extremely important for this group.
Yeah. If you had to pick, bonus question, which guy plays the most snaps this year? I'll phrase it that way.
Luvu, I think.
You think Luvu over Wagner? Like, if the 100% snap guy is Luvu?
I think so. I think because Luvu, like, while maybe not being the most dynamic coverage player, I think he adds value as a pass rusher. And so I think they're going to find – pass rusher and a blitzer. So I think they're going to find ways to keep him on the field. And I think when you look at Wagner at this point in his career, I think he's still a very good player. But I want to add better coverage players. So I think when you look at Dallas, like, they'd leave one linebacker on the field, which I guess that could be Wagner. But I think – Wagner and Luvu maybe both together in some nickel rush packages because of Luvu's ability to rush the passer. But then I think that's where the Dominique Hampton, Mike Sanristil, Quan Martin questions start to kind of matriculate there in terms of, if you feel really good about those guys, maybe they can actually play linebacker for you in certain pass rushing situations. So
interesting. All right. So position battle to watch. I mean, this one feels kind of clean.
For me, it's Jamin Davis. It's Jamin
Davis. Yeah, well, like, Jamin Davis is like, it's almost Jamin versus himself. If we look at Luvu Wagner, I think Pittman, like veteran, they brought him in for a reason. Jordan McGee.
He's looked good. He's made plays in
OTAs. You know, Jordan McGee, rookie, he's obviously making it. So there's four, and that could be it.
Yeah.
And then you get to Jamin.
Yeah.
So position battle, Jamin versus himself.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be really interesting, and maybe one of like the most interesting stories of camp, and maybe could possibly reflect kind of how the new group is viewing certain positions. Like, you know, they're trying them out at edge rusher. In my experience, and I have no inside information on this, but in my experience, just playing and watching a lot of football, you don't move somebody like that because you love them playing linebacker or you love them playing their original position. Like, if I'm getting moved from like receiver to tight end, like it's not because like they love me as a receiver. You know what I'm saying? So the I think that's something that it puts my antennas up in terms of like how they maybe potentially view him. And like if you've got a raw guy linebacker who needs a lot of reps to be better, like why are you taking linebacker reps away from him if you want him to play linebacker? So for me, it's Jamin. And again, like, that fifth guy's got to be a dog on teams, and Jamin just hasn't done a ton of that. So it is a really interesting, because it's really Jamin versus himself, but also like maybe, you know, KJ Henry, or maybe it's Dominique Hampton, or, you know, the other DB from Colorado State, who's a UDFA, who might make the team. Like those relationships become really interesting all of a sudden. And if we're saying who's going to play better special teams, it's probably not Jamin Davis, because he hasn't done it since he's been here. So I think it's a really, really that him specifically in that room is super interesting, because like I think he's in a difficult spot to make the roster, I think.
Yeah, he is my counter, like my devil's advocate.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, that's just my like 1,000-foot view. Yeah.
He's 4.5 speed fast with crazy long arms, and he hits like a truck. So in the new kickoff rules, like, could he be a monster on special teams? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Jamin, there's the ball. Go get it. Like, that's the thing he's best at.
But I know who's a monster on special teams, like Christian Holmes and Percy Butler, and you know what I'm saying? And like, if you're competing,
so it might wind up being the fifth or sixth safety versus Jamin, but also then like, what do you like as pass rush? I mean, obviously the big determining factor is going to be, can he figure out this pass rush thing? And he's got some physical traits that you would like, if you looked at Jamin Davis as a draft prospect and I gave you a blind resume in terms of raw athletic score, measurements, et cetera, I know what you like in pass rushers. I'm talking you specifically, not generic you, but also NFL generic you's out there.
I'm with you. We could
work with this. So the question is, can he do it? I do think that the fact that we're not even talking about him as an off-ball linebacker is pretty fascinating, and definitely not good for him. But I'm also like, I don't know. I go back to thinking about how we talked about him last year, and I'm like, I don't know. It felt like he got better, and also kept like the coaches were frustrated with him for silly reasons at times, and he actually was playing pretty well. And I also think of a guy like Patrick Queen in Baltimore, all of a sudden playing next to Roquan Smith. I'm like, what would Jamin Davis be next to a Bobby Wagner?
And so that's again, I had a similar thought. We talk a lot of football, and so obviously we share similar outlooks, but wouldn't you want him to get reps doing that in practice? And he didn't get those reps. Like, he was rushing the passer. Like, so it's almost like, you know, if I wanted that to happen, I'd get him out there instead of Jordan McGee. But they said, we want Jordan McGee to do that. And I understand you've got a draft pick, and Jordan McGee's college film is amazing. So, like, I want to see that guy on the field too. But and I'm not saying, like, they can't change their minds and OTAs and minicamps are really up in the air. But I just thought it was an interesting decision with a guy that, like you said, has all this upside athletically to be like, You are a guy that historically has needed a lot of reps to get something down. We're not going to give you a lot of reps at linebacker, but we're going to have you rush the passer. It just seemed like an interesting decision.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm very, very curious to see what Jamin Davis's camp looks like. And realistically, we could be looking at 52 not on the roster come the end of camp, which feels crazy, but also is not when you take a look at the actual roster. All right, back to the Luvu and Wagner of it all. Confidence level on linebackers?
like a 9.5. Like, yeah, those guys are probably the best, some of the best, most consistent football players on the team. Like, I mean, if anybody has access to film or has access to old Carolina games, go watch Frankie Luvu and you'll just be like, holy cow. And then I think Bobby Wagner's film speaks for itself. Like, his resume is outstanding. It's almost impeccable, you know? Jordan McGee was maybe my favorite draft pick from this class. So I'm really stoked generally on the group. And Pittman, like you said, had a really good OTA minicamp period. So I'm very confident in the depth. I'm very confident in the top two guys. I'm just fascinated with how they're going to use them from a pass rush, you know, role allocation standpoint. But in terms of them playing football, like, I'm very confident that they're going to do a good job as long as they stay healthy.
Yeah, which, of course, knock on wood, fingers crossed, all the things. That's the case for every single position on every team in the NFL.